Hey, listener, before we get started, there are a couple of things I need to point out about the podcast. First, this podcast is intended to serve as a study aid for students in the Texas Basic Peace Officer course and should not be used in place of classroom instruction. Second, you should not consider anything we discuss during the episodes as legal advice, and the opinions we express on the podcast are our own and are not representative of our employers or the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement. And finally, you should always consult your agency representatives and your county or district attorney's office before filing criminal charges based on anything you hear on the podcast. Are you a cadet in the Basic Peace Officer course in Texas? Are you an officer in another state planning to challenge the Texas Peace Officer licensing exam? If so, then this is the podcast for you. We are going through and breaking down the codified portions of the Basic Peace Officer course learning objectives to help you understand all the legal language. This is BPOC Basics. Hello. I'm Jim McGregor. I'm the training coordinator at the Tarrant County College Law Enforcement Academy, and I'm joined by Amy Byram.
Hello.
From the Tarrant County Sheriff's Office. And as usual, we will be breaking down the learning objectives. This week, we are in Chapter 3 of the Penal Code, talking about multiple prosecutions. So we'll start with 3.01, which is the definitions for Chapter 3. And the first definition is criminal episode. In this section, criminal episode means the commission of two or more offenses, regardless of whether the harm is directed toward or inflicted upon more than one person or item of property under the following circumstances. One, the offenses are committed pursuant to the same transaction or pursuant to two or more transactions that are connected or constitute a common scheme or plan. Or two, the offenses are repeated commission of the same or similar offenses. So what this is saying is that if Jethro goes out and gets in his car and has a baseball bat and he drives down the road and smashes out the windshields of a bunch of cars that are parked along the side of the road, that would be the commission, repeated commission of the same or similar offense under two. Number one would be if Jethro goes out and he breaks into a vehicle on one street and steals a purse out of that vehicle, and then he drives over to the convenience store and uses a debit card that he found in the purse and buys some beer from the convenience store with the debit card or credit card he got out of that purse. And then he drives to a different city and uses the debit card or credit card to at a different location to buy something else. And then he uses a check that he found in that same purse or and buys something at a Best Buy store. He buys a printer for his computer. And then he goes and he sells something that he got in there out of that purse. He sells a watch or something that he's committing a bunch of different crimes that are connected to that same burglary of that vehicle, but they're not the repeated the same crime over and over again, but they're all connected. That's under one there, under criminal episode. They're all connected, but they're not repeated to the same offense like number two was, where he went and committed the same, you know, breaking out the windshields on multiple vehicles. That's the definition of criminal episode. Important definition. You'll see this used in multiple offenses later on. Okay, Section 3.02, consolidation and joinder of prosecutions. a defendant may be prosecuted in a single criminal action for all offenses arising out of the same criminal episode. When a single criminal action is based on more than one charging instrument within the jurisdiction of the trial court, the state shall file written notice of the action not less than 30 days prior to the trial. If a judgment of guilt is reversed, set aside, or vacated, a new trial ordered, the state may not prosecute in a single criminal action in the new trial any offense not joined in the former prosecution unless evidence to establish probable guilt for that offense was not known to the appropriate prosecuting official at the time the first prosecution commenced. What this is saying is that, all right, so Jethro went out and he broke out a bunch of windshields in the parking lot of a Walmart. In a fit of rage, he went out and broke out a bunch of windshields. Well, we have a whole bunch of different victims, right? Unless one person owned all those vehicles, we have a bunch of different victims there. So instead of having 30 or 40 different trials, they can consolidate all those and have one trial. Is that right, Amy?
Yes. And I also wanted to, because you'll see some of these terms maybe later on in the code. Anytime they say criminal action, usually what they're referring to is trial. And when you see charging instrument, what they're usually referring to is the indictment. Like I said, and when we went over the section 2 in the last podcast, a indictment is just the written instrument that officially charges the defendant with a crime. And so when you say criminal action, it means trial, and charging instrument means the indictment. And you're exactly right. Anytime they have one guy that committed a whole bunch of different offenses, as long as they are connected in some way, then the prosecution can try those all at one time to save time. Or if there is a reason that they want to charge these things separately. And sometimes an example of that is like with sexual assault offenses involving children, sometimes the prosecutors will decide to try cases separately. Then they can do that, but it's up to the prosecution. And all B says is that when they decide to try more than one charge at a time, that they have to give written notice to the defense that they're going into the court, that they're going to do that at least 30 days prior to the trial.
Okay. And on 3.03, sentences for offenses arising out of the same criminal episode. When the accused is found guilty of more than one offense arising out of the same criminal episode, prosecuted in a single criminal action. So that's what we were just talking about, where they combined multiple charges into one criminal case or one trial, right? A sentence for each offense for which he has been found guilty shall be pronounced. So they're going to sentence this individual separately for each, in this example, broken windshield. Okay. Except as provided by subsection B, the sentences shall run concurrently. That's a fancy word, meaning what?
At the same time.
At the same time, right? So Jethro, if he gets 90 days in jail for each of his broken windshields, he's going to sit.
Basically, if he has been charged with, you know, damaging 30 cars, then he will serve the sentences for all 30 cars at the same time.
At the same time.
And he can get different sentences for each of those cars,
right,
technically. But all the jail time or the prison time, whichever it is, will run at the same time.
At the same time. Run concurrently. Okay. If the accused is found guilty of more than one offense arising from the same criminal episodes, the sentences may run concurrently or consecutively if each sentence is for a conviction of, and then we've got a long, long list here of specific offenses. We don't have time to go into each one. I encourage you guys that are listening to this to go and look at these offenses. So, for example, we've got assault and intoxication manslaughter there as two of the ones that are listed in under A there. What that's saying is that basically the state has the option, right, to decide on whether the judge can pick on whether he's going to allow this person to set out these sentences either consecutively or concurrently.
Yes. Basically, if someone is found guilty of more than one offense out of the same criminal episode, and if those offenses are in the categories that are listed and they're all the areas that you're going to need to look up on your own, then normally they would have to be run concurrently, meaning at the same time. But if those offenses fall in one of the categories under all of these other sections, then they can run either concurrently or consecutively. And the difference, those words kind of sound similar, but they're very different. Consecutively means that Jethro will have to serve the sentence number one for car number one of 90 days. And then when he finishes 90 days, then he will start serving 90 days for being sentenced for car number two. So
right, but
that's really the big difference.
So I'm looking at this list here, and just my knowing these numbers off the top of my head, I'm seeing some, like I said, intoxication assault and intoxication manslaughter. I'm seeing some human trafficking, trafficking of persons numbers down here. So these are some specific offenses that the court has some discretion in potentially making somebody, if Jethro is driving while he's intoxicated and he crashes into a car and kills two people, the court could sentence him to serve his time consecutive sentences where he's going to have to sit out several years potentially for killing somebody in a car accident while he was intoxicated. And when that time is served, he's going to start over again on day one, serving that second sentence out, is what I'm reading here.
Yes.
All right, so moving on to 3.04, severance. Whenever two or more offenses have been consolidated or joined for trial under 3.02, the defendant shall have the right to severance of the offenses. In the event of severance under this section, the provisions of Section 3.03 do not apply, and the court, in its discretion, may order the sentence to run either concurrently or consecutively. So basically what this says is if Jeff Thoreau goes out and he busts out all these windshields on these cars and he gets caught, and the prosecution requests to try Jethro in one court case for all 30 of these windshields because, you know, it costs money to have a trial. We got to have a jury and we've got to, you know, have a court reporter and a judge and probably a public defender. You know, it's gonna take time. And so to save the taxpayers money, we try to consolidate all this. And in the interest of justice and time, we're going to consolidate all these cases into one. Well, Jethro has the right to say, no, I don't want you to consolidate all these into one. He can make the state try him 30 separate times and have 30 separate trials. Is that right, Amy?
Yes, and that's a gamble because, as you can also see, that also opens up the possibility that the sentences can be ordered to be run then at the same time or one after the other. And so the defendant has to be really certain that's what he wants because he opens himself up to a much, much longer sentence possibility.
Yeah, so the judge can say, oh, okay, well, if you're going to make it inconvenient on us, then we can turn around and make it really inconvenient on you.
Yep.
Yeah, so it is a little bit of a risky proposition there for old Jethro if he wants to be, being difficult and not wanting to cooperate with the judge and the criminal justice system. So that's severance, 3.04. So that concludes Chapter 3 of the Penal Code and the learning objectives in the Basic Peace Officer course. So thank you for joining us, and we will be looking forward to our next section, which will be Chapter 6, where we'll talk about the components of a penal code offense.